Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 8, which I've entitled Wrestling, Rucking, and Reffing. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, then give my forecast, which I'll be using in the Sport Guru Prediction League. This weekend's opponents for the Boys in Blue are Racing Metro in the Heineken Cup, with kickoff at 1:30 Saturday, live coverage on the not-so-free-to-air Sky Sports, as well as RTE Radio 1. First things first, I want to get one cliche out of everyone's heads, if I possibly can, and that's the one that says pool of death or group of death. I'm sick of that, okay? It's like a ready-made excuse for failure, all right? The draw was made, the seedings were done, whatever you have to think about it, we've got three teams in our group. Yes, Racing Metro, top of the top 14, full of stars, up-and-coming team, yes, true. Claremont nearly beat us in the quarterfinals last year, should have beaten us. They won the top 14 last season, also strong. Three, Saracens, runners-up in the Aviva Premiership or the Guinness Premiership last season, yes, also strong. But I seem to recall Leinster, our former Heineken Cup winners, very strong at home, packed full of Ireland stars. We're just as much in this group as the other three are, and they're just as afraid of us as we'll be of them. So I just say, let's get rid of all of that and get behind our team for the group. That's for starters, okay? Now, when it comes to the starting lineups, I don't have either one as I make this recording. Leinster are waiting on some injuries, and Racing Metro are as well. So both have just announced squads. But it looks as though, from the wrestling squad, is that they'll be missing both of their recognized out halves, Hernandez and the guy begins with W, can't pronounce it, that guy. And so you would assume that maybe Leinster might have an edge. But of course, on the other hand, they've also will probably have Francois Steyn on the park, and who's liable to kick, he'd kick a drop goal from the dressing room if he could. So That could be a factor there. So we'll see how the starting lineups pan out tomorrow. There's not too much you can say until everything's been announced. But what a great boost it would be for Leinster to have Leo Cullen back on the bench. I think that would be huge. Even if he doesn't play for, even only plays for the last 10 minutes, be a huge boost for Leinster. But we'll see how that pans out tomorrow. Now, keys to the game. What we have here is an interesting, the Heineken Cup sees, of course, the merger of the three European competitions into one, of course. You know, you've got the Magnus League, you've got the top 14 in France, you've got the Aviva Premiership in England. And what's been happening for the past 5 weeks is that those three leagues have all been coming to grips with these new interpretations of the breakdown. And on Saturday at the RDS, you've got one team from the Magnus playing another team from the top 14 with a referee from the Aviva Premiership. So it's like the three leagues coming together at one, and it'd be interesting to see how that's interpreted. And the way I see it is, I think Dave Pearson is pretty strong at the breakdown. He made his international debut last summer doing the first test between Scotland and Argentina. So, and what he did in that game was he kept pinging the Argentinians for killing the ball. So he's always favoring the side that brings the ball into the ruck. Now, that could be to our advantage once we can manage to keep the ball. Our big problem, even in the win against Munster, Leinster's problem was just keeping the ball. We have possession, we bring it into the tackle, but whatever it is in the tackle, we knock it forward or we get it stripped off us or whatever. We just keep losing it going forward. If we can keep the ball when we have it, I think we have a really strong chance in this game. When they have the ball, we've got to just make the tackles, but when we get them down, maybe do a bit of jackling to get the ball off them, but otherwise, back off, because the referee is going to see any infraction on the defensive side of the ball. Offside, killing the ball, lying on the ball, coming in from the side, all those, we've got to knock them out, because we know we've got Francois Steyn is kicking anywhere in the park, practically. So hopefully we can get on top of that, and that's what I'll be looking for. When it comes to my prediction for the league, I'm not jinxing them, but I'm going for a Leinster win. I'm going to say the home advantage plus momentum from last week is gonna swing it for us on the day, but it's going to be close. I'm giving it to Leinster by 3 points. If you want to go to the blog, you will see a poll that I've got there on my blog, harpinonrugby.net, where with regards naming the trophy for the Leinster v. Munster matches. So if you can go over there and vote. Best wishes to Connacht, Munster, and Ulster in the coming weekend as well. It's a big weekend of Europe, but most of all, come on the Leinster.